I really want you to think about these 501(c)(3) preachers out here. If they were real, they would want you to learn that Bible as fast as you can. I want you to really think about what I'm telling you. They wouldn't make you jump through a bunch of hoops and tell you stuff like, well, you're not ready for that yet, or this, that, and the other. I'm serious now. I want you to really think about what I'm trying to tell you. Doesn't matter if it's a 501(c)(3) church or a 501(c)(3) corporation. If they were really out for your best interest, they would try to train you and teach you everything you need to know. But they're always holding back information, right? Why are they holding back information? Power and control. I promise you, if you listen to what I'm getting ready to say, you'll know more than your pastor. Every verse, every chapter, every book can be broken down into a fractal, flesh versus spirit. The energy of the flesh or the power of the spirit. I want you to really think about what I'm saying. Every verse, every chapter is about the flesh versus spirit. Your 3D experience is not separated from the Bible. The Bible's actually written about 3D characters. The 2D Bible is written about 3D characters of old. You can see that in 1 Corinthians 10. These things were written for your admonition today. And so when you're spiritual and you want people to be free, and you want to be free, and you want everybody else to be free, why do these legalistic leaders want you to be a slave and to keep you from information? Why? Because they live in fear. They want you in worry, guilt, shame, doubt. Why do you think all the corporations, I've had 122 jobs, why do you think they always want to put you into fear and worry? And all these rules that they can't even keep. Why do you think the pastor would put you under so much rules that he can't keep? Never miss a day of church. Why are you going on vacation? And then the next week he goes back and he goes to vacation. Him and his family just got back and says, you need to be here. We need to be on the mission field. And you can ask him, why aren't you preaching on the internet? Why are you in this little small church? If the internet reaches the whole world, why aren't you on the internet? Because they don't want to be seen on the internet, because they will be called up as a legalist. In other words, they will be called out as a legalist. And if you ever notice the people under these legalistic churches, they're not happy. They've been brainwashed. Their whole mindset is religion. It's not a new creature. How many preachers talk about walking in the Spirit? Almost zero. I'm talking about local churches. How many of them talk about walking in the Spirit? Almost zero. I've listened to them. They don't even know what it means. They think walking in the Spirit is keeping some kind of rule, or some kind of law. Level, rank, grade, rating, law, rule-based, caterpillar-based. They don't want you to be a butterfly where you're free. They want you under guilt, shame, condemnation, and put you back under law. Why else wouldn't they tell you, hey, the whole Bible is the flesh versus the spirit? Because they don't even care about you to be free. They want you to be a slave. If the Bible says, hey, the truth will set you free, if Jesus sets you free, you're going to be free. If the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Why are they putting you back under rules, under law? Because they hate you. They're using you and abusing you for a tithe. That's why. Yeah, but they went to seminary and all that. Yeah, they were indoctrinated into the legalistic denomination system to rename you. Your identity's in Christ. You're not even down here. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. This place is just a simulation. It's temporary. The Bible even says that. The fashion of this world passes away. You think this is your permanent home? You think this is home? They always have to put you under legalism. Why? Because they're not free. Why are they not free? Because they haven't transformed their mind. This is the problem. Almost everybody you talk to, this is why people who listen to my channel and they get free, they stick around, most of them, because they never heard anything like this. Although it tells you in Galatians, it tells you in Romans 8, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies, John chapter 8 and Romans 8. You can be free right now, but they don't want you to be free. And what would be nice if you did have a spouse to be free with a spouse that was free. But most people that you talk to, they're religious, but they're not free. They're under legalism and law, and you got to meet up to some standard that nobody can meet. They got a standard in their own mind that they can't even. They got a standard for themselves that they can't even meet. And they got a standard for others that they don't even meet. I mean, this really just keeps on. I mean, if you take it to the nth degree, you'll just see how laughable it is. That's why I say it's cartoon land. I'm going in this restaurant, and all these actors in here, these waitresses and these cooks and all, they're following up. They're showing up, but their soul is being. They're stealing their soul from these people. They're yanking their heart and their soul. And they come in and they punch that clock. And they have to get rid of their personality and get rid of the truth. They can't speak the truth. Off with their head. Off with their head. That's every box. That's down here, off with her head, off with her head. Every box in this 3D situation, it's all a box. And they can't hear you because they're so stuck in a box that they are blind to the Spirit.